Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. So happy to have you along. And what is a pretty decent day out there. And we're so happy to have with us a frequent guest to our show, Rob Moore, who is the chair of the board of the Rural FASD Support Network. Rob, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thank you so much for having me here, Bob.
It's always a pleasure to have you in. This has been one of those organizations. We've been interviewing you about this for years now.
Yeah.
Shortly after its inception. And we've just watched this grow. And it has been one of those amazing experiences, you know, to be a spectator and see the good things that you're doing and seeing the well-deserved recognition that you're getting. For anybody who doesn't know, tell us first off, you know, what the Rural FASD Support Network is and who you serve.
So first of all, the Rural FASD Support Network, we've definitely kind of grown over the years and kind of discovered where some needs and areas of support have been needed. And really where we're at now is we have discovered that if you're the primary caregiver of someone with a disability, whether it's Alzheimer's, dementia, mental health challenges, and so on, life can be pretty isolating at times. And we, number one, we are finding that a large part of our support is going to the primary caregiver. Mm-hmm. And we do that through our support network. We do that through our support meetings. We're doing that through making sure you get connected with someone in your community that understands what you're going through so that no one is having to go through this alone. The second thing we're also discovering, though, is for, in particular, adults with FASD, life is difficult to navigate. And so it's through our Trillium grant that the last time I was talking about, we've really been able to make a huge difference for those individuals. With having our office out of Smith Falls now, having Samantha and Judith working there full time, we are seeing on a daily and weekly basis how we're changing lives for these adults with FASD. And when I think about our friends that you've met before, whether it's Damien and Philip and Rick and William and all of those folks, we continue to see the success that they're achieving in life as a result of that. And then really the last piece is around that awareness and just bringing attention to what life can be like, both in terms of its possibilities and its hope, as well as where some of those areas of need are. One of the biggest things that we have found is by providing a forum for individuals with disabilities to share their own stories is really where we're going now. When you go to our website, our main website, which is ruralfasd.ca, you're going to see people sharing their blogs. You're going to see pictures of successes that they've had. You're going to hear about conferences where they've been invited to share their stories and meetings that they've been able to go to. And really, we know that when we think about the Accessibility Act of Canada, and that phrase, nothing for us without us, that's really became that mantra that we're trying to follow now, is making sure that I'm not speaking on behalf of these folks. No one is speaking on behalf of them. We're simply providing them an opportunity or a forum to be able to speak on their own behalf.
I have to tell you, over the years, you've taught me so much. You really have. And when we're talking about FASD, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, correct?
That's right.
And I want to make sure I got that right.
Yeah.
One of the big things that you taught me is, in most of these cases, this was unintentional. There are cases where the mother has continued to drink throughout her pregnancy, and then the result has been FASD. But in many, if not most cases, they just didn't know.
That's exactly it. And the phrase, one of the messagings that we use now, if you stop and think about it, what parent wants to give their child a disability? Like, no one's going to choose that.
Yeah.
And so it's always another factor as to why those things happen. And it could be due to the fact that, you know, as a society, we've let them down. There's definitely a lack of awareness piece. There's, you know, we always bring out the fact that the most vulnerable time for the development of FASD is in the first 25 days of pregnancy, when no one knows that they're even necessarily pregnant.
Yeah.
We are fully anticipating, due to COVID and the very large increase in binge drinking that happened during that time, we are anticipating the need is going to grow. And that's a big part of where we're looking to the future now from a sustainability standpoint, and being prepared for the fact that this is a very real possibility that we could, as busy as we are right now, we could get really busy in a really short amount of time. And so that's why we continue to bring that awareness piece both at Queen's Park, both at Parliament Hill, as well as our local level as well.
Yeah, and let's talk about just a couple of highlights quickly before we get into talking about what's coming up January 1st.
Yeah.
And that would be, you were mentioning a Trillium grant, and this is where you were brought to showcase how you can be a model of organizational, to be a model for other organizations to look at the growth factor that you've had.
Yeah, we our Trillium grant, and a really important factor that I want to share there is the fact that our Trillium grant actually is it pays for all of our administration costs. So it's 100% covering all our office, our staff, all of those things. And so one of the things that we've been able to accomplish through just that exposure, though, to the Trillium folks is, you know, they're obviously checking in very closely and following up in terms of whether we're meeting our metrics, whether we're reporting correctly, whether we're accomplishing our objectives and our goals and so on. And we scored so high that they asked us to come in as the model organization at their last annual meeting, to be able to share with all the other nonprofit corporations receiving Trillium grants this year, this is how you need to do it. This is what it needs to look like. And so we've had some really neat conversations following that presentation as well.
And I'm sure as you have conversations with those other organizations, you're learning things as well about how you can improve.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, this is where we keep hearing these same common themes over and over, where accessibility is a really very real thing for people with disabilities in general. The isolation, loneliness of primary caregivers is a very real thing. And so we keep learning about new areas where we can make a difference in people's lives.
Exciting things have happened for this organization. As you mentioned, the growth has been, it's been unbelievable. It's been so well received. It's been looked at by other organizations across the province, just who would like to do something similar in their area. You've been to Queen's Park, and last October you were brought to Parliament Hill.
We were, and our MP, Scott Reed, was the one who actually sponsored the very first FASD Awareness Day at Parliament Hill. We obviously got to be a key partner in that. Through that, we got introduced to a couple other really important factors. We got connected with our federal organization. We also got connected with the Anishinaabe Aski Nation, and we discovered that we had a lot of commonalities, primarily around call for actions 33 and 34 out of the Truth and Reconciliation Report, which specifically states that federal, provincial, and municipal governments are supposed to be providing community supports with people with FASD, not just Indigenous people, Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. And so we're having a lot of conversations now in terms of how can we support those 49 First Nations in Northern Ontario, as well as how can they be supporting us in terms of bringing that awareness piece.
I mean, it's just another feather in the cap, if you will, you know, but I know you're a very humble organization as well, but it's incredible to get this type of recognition. And I know for you, when you get this type of recognition, you love it, because it means that, you give all the credit to your people, to the people who are working on this. This isn't you, this is an organization, and you've, since day one, even when it was just a few people sitting around your kitchen table, you always said this was an incredible group effort that has gotten you as far.
It absolutely is. And again, I was reminded of the fact that our Indigenous partners were reminding me of one of the roles that you see in the Indigenous culture called the story keeper. And I really see myself, that's really the role that I have now, is it's not my story. It's the collective stories of all these amazing, incredible people that are coming together to create this fellowship of this amazing community. Every time we get together, I see the respect, I see the diversity, I see how there's no judgment at all, ever. And we understand what a bad day looks like. We understand that everybody goes through this. And so we're going to accept you exactly the way you are on that day that you happen to come forth, and we're going to come together as a community and support and grow together.
It's amazing. And I could talk with you about this at length, and we have, but I do need to get to a different subject here. I mean, it's been so hot outside. I mean, I just want to think about cooling down. And what better way to do that than on January 1st, jumping into the icy cold water of the Tay River at the Legion. I'm talking, of course, about the Perth Polar Bear Plunge. This year, Rural FASD, for the 30th anniversary of the plunge, has been named the beneficiary, and you folks are running with it, aren't you?
We are beyond, yeah, it is really exciting to see where this is going to be able to go. We again, through Scott Reed's help, we were the beneficiary of having three summer students work with us this year. And so Samantha, Aiden, and Charlotte have just been going at it from day one. Right now, we are thrilled to announce that we just launched the website dedicated to it, which is the polarplunge2024.ca. And with that, though, we've just finished off. We actually have 150 posters located through the counties of Lanark and Leeds, Grenville, promoting this now. We thank all the businesses out there that allowed us to put those posters up. And you'll see on those posters that there is a QR code that will take people directly to that website. So we're definitely looking for help. We are definitely, in fact, the other thing that we've been able to do is we are targeting 14 events and festivals that our folks are going to be at over every weekend between now and the end of September. And we'll be putting that list up shortly, but we would love people to stop in. We're in Carlton Place this weekend. We're in Merrickville this weekend at the Carlton Place Summerfest, as well as the Merrickville Arts Festival. We were just in Brockville for the Dare to Care Festival. We were in Lansdowne for their fair. We'll be in the Perth Fair as well, so look for our booth there. And the conversations we're having with folks, it's really about, again, that awareness piece and letting folks know that we exist, this is why we're here, and at the same time, if people want to support us, that's the best way to do it.
It's so cool because, you know, sitting in this chair, I get to speak to so many organizations like yours, and I gain these personal connections, and when I hear who the beneficiary is every year, I get excited. Yeah. Lanark County Interval House, you know, that was a great one. Cornerstone Landing just last year.
Yeah.
You know, Terry Lee Kelford and the great work that she's doing there. The Perth Fire Dogs, you know, you think of Chief Trevor Trophy and everything that he's doing. And now you folks. I mean, this is... it's amazing. It really is. It is such a fun fundraiser. Lake 88 is so proud to be a sponsor of this every single year. We speak to Dave Lavery every year, one of the founders, of course, Stan Monroe, another one there.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the years, we've had people from the station jump in as well. This is an important question. Have you ever done a polar bear plunge?
So I have not.
It's a yes or no question.
It is a no. But I will say this. After I know that I'm second to go in after David, is my understanding.
Yeah.
And so I have actually been in training.
Good for you.
So there is, Nobility Performance in Stittsville actually has a cold water pool.
Yeah.
And I have been going in every month. And I can tell you, I have actually got it. I'm actually up to 2.5 minutes now. And
wow.
That's my goal.
Well, I can tell you, as a veteran of five jumps,
Okay.
I've done it five times now.
Okay.
That, you know, what you're doing, I mean, that's cute. It is.
On the day of. On the day of.
You're going to jump in, and you're going to get out of there as quick as you can.
Listen, Bob, I'm telling you, I've got in my head. I've got my breathing down. We're going to do the 2 minutes.
Actually, I think that's fantastic that you do that. Dave is and Stan, I mean, when they do their jumps, they go in and they stay in for a while. I am not of that breed. I would have to say, I'll be there again this year.
Okay.
I will be. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't know if I'm going to jump this year again, but we'll see what my role is, but I will be there and I will be watching you.
Okay.
And I promise that I will Facebook Live your jump.
I would love that. The one thing that I will say is I have discovered my technique is I do the slip and dip though.
Oh, you don't plunge.
I know. I'm trying to figure out whether I can. I think it's going to have to be the slip and dip is what I'm going to end up doing. But I'm doing the 2 minutes.
Wow. This is incredible because this goes against the grain of everything I've ever witnessed.
Is that right?
At the point.
Okay.
I've never seen anybody slip and dip. So, I mean, wow, this is huge. In all seriousness, though, this event has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years that it's been around, like from its inception, and it's very small, and then it has just grown, and it is a great spectator sport as well. Every year we get tons of people out to check it
out.
Wonderful. It's so much fun to have them out there cheering everybody on. The money that this brings in is going to make and has made a huge difference in organizations, but it's going to be a huge difference for you as well. You mentioned you get the Trillium grant.
Yeah.
This is above and beyond that. This is your own fundraising.
And that's probably the key point that I want to make is 100% of this particular money is absolutely going to go directly to people with FASD. It's going to directly make impact on their life and provide them with the types of things that they need, whether it's extra medical support, whether it's employment support, whether it's food insecurity that they're experiencing, whether it's even a homelessness aspect. That's what this money is going to be going to.
The website, once again, is polarplunge2024.ca. We're going to put a link up with this interview on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca, and we will also put a link to ruralfasd.ca on there as well, because people, you need to get to know this organization. It is getting bigger and the work that you folks are doing is amazing. And you said just now, the money goes back to help those with FASD and their support givers. One of the things that, you know, I told you earlier that you've taught me so much and over the years and our visits, my favorite part has been the people that you've brought in.
Yeah.
Your own kids, other people who are on the FASD, they have just been absolutely wonderful. And it has been a joy to meet them and to get to know them. And for our listeners to hear them too and realize these are the people that you're helping. It's amazing.
And I want to stress the fact that if people come to our booths at these different events and festivals, that's who you're going to meet. It is people living with this disability. It is people being directly impacted by this disability. That's who our volunteers are, and that's who you're going to meet at those festivals.
And they're awesome.
They are
incredible people.
They are. I know we're on radio, but you can see me tearing up right now because it's just they are awesome, beautiful people.
I was trying not to get choked up earlier when I was remembering you had the young man in who he just wanted to have a job.
And Rick still has the job.
That is fantastic. I remember you telling me, I think it was maybe a month later or whatever, that he had gotten the job. And it is very emotional when you see this.
It is.
And when you talk and you make these connections. So plenty of ways that people can do that. Of course, the Perth Polar Bear Plunge takes place on New Year's Day, and we will be taking part, and we will be speaking with Rob and Dave Lavery, of course, before then as well. In the meantime, get that early start. It'll cool you off, at least in your mind.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. PolarPlunge2024.ca. Rob Moore, Chair of the Board for the Rural FASD Support Network. It's always a joy to speak with you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob.
You're very welcome. I am Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. We will do another one of these shows tomorrow. Join us then.